So now, you want to get on to Ascension now? What do y'all think?
Yes, please.
Have you had enough of this other crap?
Yes.
Yes.
Ascension for 200, please.
Okay, Bob's time for your fireside chat. Let's get started.
Yeah, that's right. Time for me. I'm the expert on this topic.
We want to thank Paula Deen's Network, for sponsoring this week's Fireside Chat. We love and appreciate Paula very dearly. She's a great lover of Bob's music, his new single, Nigger Want It, but she won't be playing it on her network, of course, but she'd want to. Yo Gotti would come and sing it for her in live.
Oh, my gosh, how
but
cool.
Bubba Hires probably wouldn't like that thing, but he forfeited a great deal over something so simple and light. But you got to watch them Deans, all of them. Got to watch them, Bobby, all of them. Got to watch it. Rough crowd. Bob, this week's Fireside Chat, do you have a topic you want to discuss? Dr. Dean normally knows what the hell's going on. Do you?
Yeah, how about that sentence I just read by Don Thiel? About how to communicate.
Yeah, about Ezra Pound's work?
I wouldn't limit it to Ezra. I would include W.B. Yeats, Wyndham Lewis, T.S. Eliot.
Yeah. T.S. Eliot's okay.
W.B. Yeats.
W.B. Yeats.
And then Eisenstein.
That's too many words. You're starving your words. You're just rambling on. You need to get every syllable. It's ridiculous how you just carry on. You say too many words. You don't know what you're talking about. You say it anyway. Then we're supposed to be responsible for it. We're supposed to respond, and you don't even know what you're talking about. In time we ask the question, and you forgot what you asked. So let's get this clear, Bob, because we want to make sure it's a good fireside chat this week.
Eisenstein.
Because you have the essence of what it takes to make this good. Good one, yes. Okay, so the sentence again. Now, let's be clear this time.
In this process of change...
Oh,
hold on. That's a clause, yes?
Yeah.
In this
change
process
in general,
of change, do we know which change specifically?
No, no, any change, just general change.
So change, so it's a Manippean position then, yes?
No, just change.
So in this process of change... Okay.
Let me give you a little background.
We don't need your background. We're talking about the sentence.
Here it is.
Trouble. Media knowledge doesn't
work. You got to run into the sentence. Here's the sentence before that sets it up.
Oh, no. That's okay. Let's just do this thing. We'll go with it. We'll stay with you.
Okay.
We'll
in this process of change, people's ability to act.
Act as in take an action or to go to stage? No, which is it?
To take an action.
That was an either or.
Yeah, take an action.
To act.
Man's ability to act.
As a thespian?
No. To act.
That doesn't make any sense.
To write a letter to the editor.
Betray.
To write a letter to the editor.
That's an action.
That's what I said.
Take an action. That's not what you said.
Man's ability to act.
This is the trouble with words, is they don't make sense, especially when you don't mean what you say. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Man's ability to act is liberated.
Okay. Liberated as a libertine position or liberated as to set free as in bond?
Ability to communicate.
That is not what that means. That's not liberate. Now, I found out the difference between a verb and a noun, so now I can liberate. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So if we're speaking and then we're good at it, we are liberating?
Yes.
No wonder we're fucked up.
Listen to this. The new levels of awareness of how to communicate. That's what you liberate. You get new levels of awareness of how to communicate.
So liberate is communicating. We're communicating to communicate. So communicating is a good definition for communicating. You just said liberate is that we're communicating.
Yeah.
So if we're liberating, but one but means the two doesn't apply if you're only talking to yourself.
Nobody's talking to themselves here.
Then you're echoing yourself if you're by yourself. Okay.
People's ability to act is liberated, and the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise. And this is where it comes
from.
Too
many words. We got to get every syllable, because when you get all this off, and then you don't even know how to say too many things. You're just going on and on and on and on, and you get nobody getting that. So we can't figure this out. It's ridiculous. And who's supposed to keep up with this stuff? We've still established that liberate means communicate.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we communicate, so I liberate, and when you call on the phone, I liberate you.
Yeah.
Good.
If you bring it to new levels of awareness of how to communicate, and now here's where it comes from. The whole situation comes from an interplay between order and disorder.
That's contrast. So I guess the contrast is if you're liberating instead of communicating, then that would cause you great disdain. So I'm sure that would apply. So...
If you were non-physical, if you were non-physical.
In that model.
Doesn't apply to physical.
Oh, well, it doesn't apply to physical. Okay, man.
No, to non-physical. This is out of your range. It's not what you're good at. This is actually what you're learning to develop since you showed up in March 18th.
Oh, well, we're just going by the literal version, and that's why we decided, based on your definition, that liberate means to communicate.
Yeah.
When you say yeah, do you mean yeah as in affirmative, or yeah as you're just placating, or
placating.
Which yeah does that apply?
Emphatically, with a synaptic connection up your fucking ass.
So yeah, okay. So now we're dealing in syntax. Does syntax also
syntax.
Mean communicating?
Heaven's just a syntax away.
No, syntax is what you pay at the whorehouse, Bob.
So... This is what Bob taught Ion. In this process of change that Ion was going through, Bob's ability to act is liberated in the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise from the interplay between Bob and Ion.
So that's a communicate, communicate, liberate, liberate.
Yeah. You learned how to communicate through my liberal.
Is my liberal sore?
If I have a sore liberal, it was actually a polyglot.
If we wake up with a sore liberal tomorrow, there's some trouble. You can just know we don't have a sore liberal. So a sore liberal is what you communicate with, or that fornicate. A sore libidical is what happens if you fornicate with communication.
If you're non-physical who just showed up this late.
This
March 18, 2009.
Non-physical.
I mean, what the hell kept you back?
Can I ask a question real quick?
Of me? The part that chat with me,
that's
me the question.
Just did.
Elijah
yes,
2 yes. in 2 Kings, verse 2, 23. What is going on right there? Is that serious?
That's fine.
Not serious at all. It's a joke. Put
you
in
don't.
By a
you
couple
really
of friends
like
of mine.
You took it. At, they take. You take it. At, they take it as a joke.
Yeah. There's a lot
people.
Of satire in the Bible.
He's getting jeered. He's getting fucking. What is it like? Rotten Tomatoes thrown at him.
Yeah.
These dudes are being like, get out of here, Baldy. This is crazy.
Okay, that's not a question. That was a complaint.
Don't
really?
Complain about Kings and Chronicles.
Yeah. Don't complain about the Bible.
You had to complain about Al Jazeera. You can't complain about the Bible.
Yeah. The Bible's like beyond reproach. So in this process of change that Ion has been forced to go through due to the electronic merger of the Android meme, Bob's ability to act is liberated in the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise from the interplay between Bob and Ion. It settles that one. Next topic.
That settled ascension?
Yes. That's how you engage on payday.
Can you explain that and use a different sentence than what you just read?
You grammarian.
Okay, here it is. Dusan Makiyev, a Yugoslavian filmmaker, he made a film on Wilhelm Reich in 1971 called Mysteries of the Organism. It's a cinematic essay on the life and teachings of Wilhelm Reich. It's simultaneously a study in communications, in film theory, and in the nature of film practice. It is a blend between documentary reality and fictional narrative, which deals directly with erotic material and an erotic subject, both at the level of cinema making, the level of the recording of reality, and the level of fictive creation. In one of the opening sequences, Makaveyev uses a film made during the 20s, an actual early footage, which shows a young couple seen as through a kaleidoscope making love in a meadow. You guys can all see this on YouTube. Quote, the quivering image is reflected on six surfaces along the edges of the frame, unquote. This presentation recalls Joyce's use of the film metaphor just before dawn and the awakening. The imagined copulation of the couple in the dream in Finnegan's Wake is projected as a film on the drawn window shade and is presented in the book in the manner of a shooting script. And it says in the book, a time, act, dumb show, close-up, leads, man with nightcap in bed, four, woman with curl pins hind, discovered, side point of view, first position of harmony. That's Finnegan's Wake, page 559, line 17. The action, which is a filmic action, is later associated with other audiovisual actions, particularly the televising of a horse race, which began in an earlier part of the dream. And you would go to page 583, line 8, to get the part about the horse race. The galleon man, jovial on his Bucky Brown nightmare, oh, 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 her fairy satellite, casting such shadows to Persia's blind. The man in the street can see the coming event.
What was the second word?
Man, man. No, the galleon man. The galleon man, Jovial.
20 minutes ago, you said man. And I didn't hear anything after that because I didn't know which man you were referring to. Listen, Bob, you have to be clear. People are trying to figure things out here. They don't know, like you know, everything. See, they are physical, and you are too. So you should be able to communicate what the second word was and which one that was. Which man are we referring to?
I got it. Dusan Makavejevic.
Mm-hmm.
Yugoslavian.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dusan Makavejevic. Now, what about it?
The man in the street can see the coming event, says James Joyce.
Right,
photo flashing it far too wide. It will be known through all Urania soon. Finney's Wake, page 583. That's the opening sentence of this 40-page chapter, chapter 8, in the Ecology of Sense. And I began with, in the process of change, blah, blah, blah. That was the last sentence of chapter 8. So I read you the last sentence, and then I read you the first page.
Okay.
It's cyclical.
Great. We feel so much better now.
Anybody got a question for Ian before Ian goes?
Where is he going?
Yeah, shall we continue my fireside chat?
Aren't you through?
No, we're just getting started. We're just getting on the same page. You had a little difficulty with my approach. You couldn't understand one syllable I said.
There was a syllable?
No. No syllable.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
here's Trey. We should read what Trey contributed this week. Trey found in his computer a document deposited there 5 years ago. And it was dated, I think, November 22nd or 21st.
Yeah.
It started off like this. Whoever transmitted this translated message to you is irrelevant and should remain anonymous in your mind. It is what you will do with this message which matters. This was said to Trey 5 years ago. Each one of you wishes to exercise your free will and experience happiness. These are attributes that were shown to us and to which we now have access. Your free will depends upon the knowledge you have of your own power. Your happiness depends upon the love that you give and receive. Like all conscious races at this stage of progress, you may feel isolated on your planet. This impression makes you sure of your destiny. Yet you are at the brink of big upheavals that only a minority is aware of. Let me hear this from Hathor many hours ago. Hathor.
The Mad Hatter.
Yeah. It is not our responsibility to modify your future without you choosing it. Consider this message as a worldwide referendum and your answer as a ballot. Who are we? Neither your scientists nor your religious representatives speak unanimously about the unexplained celestial events that mankind has witnessed for thousands of years. To know the truth, one must face it without the filter of one's beliefs, however respectable they may be. A growing number of anonymous researchers of yours are exploring new knowledge paths and are getting very close to reality. Today, your civilization is flooded with an ocean of information.
They're getting there anonymously. They're getting there anonymously.
Yeah. And it goes on and on with cliches, and it ends with this. It is all about your future. It is all about your evolution. It is possible that this invitation does not receive your collective assent and that because of a lack of information, it will be disregarded. Nevertheless, no individual desire goes unheeded in the universe. Imagine our arrival tomorrow, thousands of ships, a unique cultural shock in today's mankind's history. It will then be too late to regret about not making a choice and spreading the message because this discovery will be irreversible. We do insist that you do not rush into it, but do think about it and decide. The big medias, the big medias, they don't get the other bodies. They call it medias. The big medias will not be necessarily interested in spreading this message. It is therefore your task as an anonymous yet an extraordinary thinking and loving being to transmit it. You are still the architects of your own fate. Then a big question it ends with, do you wish that we show up? Well, Ion showed up, and we're happy and much the better for it. So thank you, Trey.
Hey, Trey. What'd you say?
Hey.
Now, would you like us to transpose all that and tell you real quick what that is? Or what it's actually saying? This is Trey's chicken. We're going to let him fuck it.
Well, 5 years ago, I was into a lot of, like, alien info and all that, and I don't recall or whatever remember actually putting that saved onto my computer. It was until recently that I bumped into it, and because it was on the 20th, which was the day I saved it on my computer, I guess my mind was trying to engage and make a connection to the date, and I just thought it was like one of those synchronistic events that have been happening to me recently.
Nice. Here's what he's trying to say. It's not my job to drive the train or make the whistle sound. It's not my job to steer the train or tell where it is bound. It's not my job to stoke the coals or even ring the bell. But let this damn train jump the track to see which one of us catches hell. Croaker.
It was a lousy quote, but you made it up with it with the Croaker eye, and you knew you had to take that one out of the dirt. That's a cliche we heard 100 times from you, but you fixed it.
But you still haven't caught it. Still haven't got it. And yet you go reiterating again and again and again the same grid you archetypally are trying to sustain with some ridiculous double gaggles and banging bags that don't apply, and yet you still think we are glib.
You got that, Trey? You've been suitably smacked down by Ion.
No, happily so. He's all right. It's funny. It's where he was, and that's fine, and it's good, and he played with the aliens, and they were fun, and it's all good.
Did they write that to you, or you wrote that to them, Trey?
He wouldn't know.
No, it was just...
I didn't even remember getting it then.
It was something that I found 5 years ago before actually discovering Ion.
You know who it was written by?
No, I don't. It was just one of those random things you'd find on the internet.
You mean like herpes simplex?
I don't know what that is, but...
Now, Bert, back to you. Can you take us out of this?
Ion.
Yes, Bob did it. Yes, he was on the grassy knoll. Yes, he caused it. Yes, he was there. Yes, he slept with Lyndon LaRouche. Yes, he had got Lyndon LaRouche pregnant. No, he didn't say yes, it's the load that he should have swallowed. No, he didn't mean to get him too pregnant, but yes, he enjoyed the getting him. No, he did not sleep with Walter Cronkite, but yes, he did want to sleep with Jackie Onassis Kennedy. And no, she was not a Kennedy before she was an Onassis. It was the other way around. Yes, he was a Titan. And yes, his daddy was a damn butler. Some of the made-up shit that he talks about all the time. But no, he doesn't really work in the hierarchy. And yes, he stole the silver only sometimes. Bob has all that silver, and he's converted it into options. It's all been good for him so far. So what else you want to know about Bob?
Has Bob showed up more than 25 years in the Android mean?
Well, of course, he's been in the desert. He's been in the desert for 40, so yeah.
Well, the Android meme is a desert, according to Jean Baudrillard.
Oh, yeah. Don Le Jean.
Yeah, Jean Baudrillard.
Mm-hmm. Could we say that Bob shows up in the entire age of the television?
And before.
Into the radio?
And before.
Since the beginning of scheduled time?
Then Ramses the First.
Moses. I'm doing Moses.
Stood on holy ground, fire from God descended down, set the roadside bush on fire.
You hear that Coldplay, Catherine? That was Cold Fusion Technology in the background.
Only we're
hear
in
that?
Tune. What?
Isn't that technology
about?
There? You should be amazed at this, Catherine. That is going to topple
media.
The oil industry.
This is going to blow up the grid. That's what this is going to do. Hope y'all didn't really like it. Because it is aging. But you'll all be dead from the blowed up gas pipe before that happens, won't you?
Hion, are you Bob's little book?
No. Hell no. You'd be our little book. Tiny note my ass. Low suffering cat.
So
he don't even have a little book. He ate the little book. If he had it, he ate it. He was back a puff.
Ion, are you a chemist?
No. Although we are pretty good with alchemy. The dance of fatal chances. Yes. Familiar with Chaucer, are you? Geoffrey Chaucer in the Canterbury Tales. Everyone had a job there.
The nurse.
What was that? Did you trip, Sheila? Did you... stumble?
No, he said the nurse in Canterbury Tales.
I didn't know there was a nurse. They didn't have them to Florence Nightingale.
What?
What are you talking about, Sheila? Are you stuck in Dublin again?
He's talking about the woman that would dance the dance of fatal chances.
The nurse. Remember?
Mm-hmm. You remember? The old woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was her profession?
Nurse.
No, she was not a nurse. What was her profession? To dance the dance of fatal chances.
She the barmaid?
She is the abortionist.
Oh, like a midwife.
No, an abortionist is not a midwife, darling.
No, I'm just saying it wouldn't have been called a nurse yet. If it was a nurse, nursing wasn't a profession. Is that correct?
You're missing the point. The nurse doesn't have anything to do with the woman from Bath.
Hi, this is me. This is Kate.
Oh, is this Kate the Great?
Hi, yes, this is me.
Well, how you been doing since last week?
I'm good. Yeah, very introspective, and I've been alone in this house for about a week, just reading and listening.
What are you reading?
Some Marshall McLuhan, trying to comprehend it and listening just to archives and putting it all together. Like
great. Now, what did you think of hearing yourself again? We opened with Daniel last week. Was that neat?
It was great. I've been practicing not laughing so much. As you can tell, it's going good.
Why don't you ask Ian a question?
Just questions about ascension and when people are ascended and women can no longer give birth, so there's going to be, like, women will no longer be ovulating?
Correct. That's right.
So the babies that are being born right now, where are they coming from?
Their mothers.
If emotions aren't real...
Emotions are real, they're just not creation. They're real. They're just not creation. They don't create creation. They don't drive creation. But emotions are. He never said emotions aren't. Well, you said that they don't create. They shouldn't be your driver.
Okay.
But otherwise, if you didn't have emotion, how would you ever cry at funerals?
Did you send people to cry?
They're laughing. They're laughing.
There was a bit of a cheekiness there, darling. You sort of slipped by you, but it's okay. It was at your expense. Don't worry. It was okay. It was at your expense. You paid for it. So it's good.
Okay. Yeah, so descended people still cry.
Yeah, Bill Cosby's fan.
What'd you say, Ian? They do? They may?
They may.
So if we follow our own will, is our will us being God?
As long as you don't follow John. But will's okay.
Is our will, is that just being in each moment what each moment calls for?
Is that like your last will and testament?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're being literal because we're trying to get you there. And so it's like we're goading you, but we're not goading you. We're trying to be clear. We would like to speak to you, and we would like to say some information, and we have the information in which you desire and want. But we've got to get you into the notion of receiving it. Otherwise, it just becomes like a whipped cream pie in your face.
I have to learn to speak what I, like the questions I have.
You all right, honey? You talking fine. Just talk right. You ain't no penalty phase here. You've gotten away with more than most of them have tonight so far. So apparently kismet is serving you this evening, darling. So let's talk about orgasms, yours.
Okay.
They are beneficial and enjoyable?
No.
There's your trouble. That's the issue. That's the breaker. Because what happens is it's a balance. It's a balance with you. You're in a hurry. You're trying to get everything done. Slow down just a second. It's going to be okay. You're too easy frustrated. Slow down.
Okay, I just want to be up to par with all the other INets that are out there listening.
Well, you'll have to sleep with Bob to do that, darling, but that's okay. Just grab your lover and show him exactly what you want done, exactly the way you want it done. And if that doesn't work, send it to us, honey. We'll show him what to do.
Okay, so I got to find a lover then. Great.
Oh, that's
so
easy,
Kate,
honey.
Kate,
you, still.
You're saying
you
don't like
still.
Your orgasms?
No. I don't.
Why not?
That sucks. That just sucks. Don't.
Is this a part of the Morpheus generation's weird psychobabble?
It's just
neurosis?
Other people are weird, and I can't find anyone who's my level.
You
like
don't
if there's any
want
off,
to
like,
fuck their mind. You want to fuck their body. So separate.
Yeah. Well, both.
No, forget all that shit. You get the first part right, and that'll catch up. Ask Sheila. She'll sleep with everybody.
Okay, so what is it?
thanks, Ian.
Yeah, she learned that from her mother. She learned that from her mother.
Me too.
Her mother is very, very permissive.
No, see, don't make it be a thing. Just look, separate it. Think of the physical. Now, the emotional side of, oh, I want to be with you, oh, all that crap. Okay, that'll catch up. But we're talking about the physical side. Get right on the physical side and all that other stuff. If you're trying to make the perfect thing, you're trying to make the perfect thing of a cookie, you're trying to make the perfect cookie of one batter you've never tasted. So you wouldn't know if it did you nay, if it was like you liked it or not. So then you're only left with that which they decide is okay or not okay with or for you. Ooh.
What if you have someone and he's attractive and sexy and you think, oh, my goodness, how gorgeous, and then you sleep with them, and they suck.
Well, that's good, honey. Just make sure it continues. And if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking until you do succeed.
Why are orgasms so important here?
Because they're provocatively the part you would forfeit your life for. They are the part of creation that reminds you closest to being God. That's the closest you hit to God, where you actually let go, and that release is as close to God as you'll get as a little man. That's why you have them.
Okay.
Now, let's answer the question with the beautiful Adonis. What you do is you get a hold of them and you show them what you want done. If you can't convey how you would like to engage your lover, then they're not the trouble, honey. You are. You be slow and patient and show them exactly how you want to do. And guess what? They'll follow you forever.
So show them how to work the little man in the boat. Got it.
But no, you don't want to work it. You want to knock the little man out of the boat. That's what
yes.
you want to do for that. Yeah, if you do that mm-hmm. right, then you're good. But until you do that, you're pissing in the wind.
If you engage in coitus with somebody who's not on RNA drops, do they get a taste of RNA drops through this intercourse?
They can. They certainly would in the ejaculate, for sure. And also, you'll start to have a different aroma about you with the RNA drops. And ask Sheena. She'll tell you. You can draw them. They'll follow you.
Here? So if two people who are on RNA drops, like, fucked,
yeah.
then would
and
it be like...
made love, not just had coitus, fucked, just down and dirty. That's why Brian like, just fucked. Let's just fuck. We don't want to have, I don't know, well, let's make love. No, I'm tired of making love. Let's just fuck. That's right. Go ahead. If they fuck, go ahead.
Hey, Kate, Sheila traveled to America, and every little port and town she arrived in, she managed to get fucked. You know.
Or at least
okay, that is not
or
true,
least,
but...
Not true. No, she got an offer. She didn't engage. She got an offer in every port of storm.
Yeah, that's a little different.
True, that's right. But she does have fine foundational garments, either way.
Okay. I'm too much in a hurry. I need to slow down and...
And fuck.
Yeah.
If you're ready, that's fine. But see, what's happening is you're just trying to find somebody that's going to do it for you. And if you don't know, how are they supposed to? If you don't know, how are they supposed to? Not to mention
right.
who you're choosing, you know. It's the
you
old
watch
song
porn,
with the wind.
Katie?
Yes.
Good, good. That's the right start. Now, you don't do what they do, but you watch to find out what you shouldn't do.
You can't do what they do because they can't do what they do. So, good luck with
yeah.
that. Yeah, my lovemaking session, it lasted 6 hours and 34 minutes. You'd be suffering from privacy at that point.
Okay.
That part ain't real or right. And it's okay if you need to figure that out just for the tutorial of the approximate conditional responses, okay, that's fine, good, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about two individual creators selfishly going at it like, is it right if it is with a he? He would make sure you orgasm at least 3 times before he considered being done the first time.
Great. I'm excited for this now. This is a great new
yeah.
sexual adventure.
Well, it is great news. It's the new regime. Because then what happens, once you get the libertine gospel that Bob was trying to babble about, some damn Ezra Pound bullshit from decades ago, which may actually apply now, then what happens? You selfishly start living your life. And once you selfishly start living your life, it doesn't matter how handsome they are. It isn't about the handsome one. You can pick the one that's going to do it for you. Handsome is in the eye of the beholder, honey. You can paint it and primp it and puff it and poke it and prim it and trim it and do anything you want to do to it. Once you get to what suits you, then it'll suit and it'll work out. If you don't like back hair, honey, they can shave it. It's okay.
Hey, Ian, most men don't last over about 4 or 5 minutes.
And they're not doing it right. You need to take a great conditioning response. You need to get on the porn really hard, watch it for hours, and don't ejaculate. You should be able to hold back for at least a day, at least 20 hours. You should be able to hold back. If you can do that, you win. If you can't, then you will be long. You'll be a memory, a dim and faint memory in the orgasmic superhighway. You must learn to conditionally respond to hold your completion. Now, unless you are one of the few individuals that has almost an instant recovery, then you can have multiple orgasms. That's a different conversation. But we kind of describe that as like coming by half. It's like coming in half. It's like, well, it's okay, but this doesn't quite seem to be quite as big as the grand crescendo. Do you see?
I'm just saying her choices are limited because 99.9% of men out there.
Oh, but you
hell
are
no.
mistaken. You are absolutely mistaken. She's now a grand picker now. Her scent and aroma alone would draw the right folks.
So the jobs will bring out the right mate.
She doesn't want the right mate. She wants a beast.
Okay.
She needs the right beast. She don't need a right mate. She wants a beast. We haven't even decided. She'd say, I need to find my soulmate. Okay, sleep with everybody on the planet, and the one you like best, make that be your soulmate. But get started, so there's a lot of them. So our point is not that. Our point is to engage. Get busy. Do it for yourself. Be an autosexual. Learn even what an orgasm is. Then you start from there, and then you can perfect that to find the type of orgasm you enjoy. Mix it up. Two for one, honey. You and you. You come home with me. We're going to see which one gets to stay. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Do you have any problem getting yourself off? Can you get yourself off?
Doesn't do that anymore.
Well, it's kind of hard for someone else to if you can't, you see. But that's a focus thing, because you didn't know it was important before.
I remember how you were saying that we've watched so much porn and seen so much bestiality that now people just don't get off anymore because they have to find the nastiest shit they can find on pornography to get off.
That's right, but that's just a conditioning thing, darling, so you don't come in 3 seconds. So you have to use the focus a little bit. Then, you know, if you came every day, you'd be able to control it better. But if you wait for a month before you go, then, yeah, you're going to last all of 9 seconds, and you're gone. And then you're waiting another week to see if you catch up. That's not the point. The point is very simple and easy. It becomes normal, okay? Do you have a tendency to move your bowels?
Yes.
Okay, if you didn't, let's say you waited about a month, you'd have a very different experience. It would be a very traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. A normal thing, that's not a big to-do. Do you have to wait 4 or 5 hours to go to the bathroom when you really, really, really got to go? No, you can go do your business. Okay, good. Well, here you go do your business, and that's fine. But we're saying if it takes you longer, that's fine. But don't make it be about the longer. Make it about the girth is significant to have a grand orgasm. And then build from there. It's all good.
Awesome. So now we don't have to worry about pregnancy then.
You shouldn't worry about pregnancy. You're quite the god, though. You better make sure you are zipped up for the day or two while you're ascending.
Zipped up?
Mm-hmm.
Reese, precaution.
Yeah.
Explain zipped up.
The girls will tell you how to do this part, honey.
Diaphragm, yeah. All kinds of things.
Yep.
Okay. That helps.
You're not as totally ascended yet, so you still can get pregnant. So take all your precautions until you are.
Correct. Then you can't miss. It's like your teeth. Go to the dentist while you're ascending.
While I'm ascending?
You are.
Okay.
Did you all discuss the music quiz last night? I had
No. That hasn't been sprung on anybody yet.
But it's not due to our intrepidation of trying to cram it down your throat hole. It goes, starts to slide down, and your gag reflex kicks in, and it never seems to go all the way down. We'd love to seat it right there and just get it right. Just get it right, but not so much so far. Any takers?
Well, I'd like to ask a few questions about it. Like, originally, I thought you said that it was the tonality. And then on the next show, you mentioned the words. So I am wondering, I know I listened repeatedly to the songs, and I do have the words printed out.
Pick one and read it, and we'll start there, because it's both. It is tonality, but it is the essence of the words. That's the essence of creation.
Okay. I've got this one sitting right here, so I will read it, Days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant, Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still, we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. So lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant, David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are all white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. So lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. So lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. And it repeats, there is no God like Jehovah many times. Do you want me to read all of it?
The repeat aren't so, so critical, but if the number of times is significant, but that comes along with the process. But you hear word for word, it kind of lays out how it's going down. We're yelling timber.
And there's 12 repeats, there is no God like Jehovah. So it's coming down, and I know I have been hearing this for many, many years about, you know, stuff happening.
But yet it is. And see, all these years, things have been happening, and it's escalating. It's basically no more free poker now. You got to get it serious. It doesn't have to be serious, but it's serious, because now it's like, uh-oh. Because now when you miss something, you miss something. But see, here you missed something and brought it back. You missed something. Well, everybody else did too, but you brought it back. And we can't force you, but you gladly, joyfully did, which makes it very significant. So, yummy for you.
And Jehovah, where it says there's no God like Jehovah, I have some confusion regarding the name Jehovah. Will you tell me the meaning of Jehovah?
Jehovah Jireh is you back into your original state. We're trying to get you back to God. And until you become Yahweh, you must be Jehovah. See, Jehovah is a representation of God incarnate on this earth without being God. You can't call God God till God is. See, that's the whole thing. That's the 126 of the whole thing. That you can't slap God in the face as a little man. Because he's not God, but he's 100% man and he's 100% God, but you're not 200% creator. Do you see?
Yes.
So the synesthesia, however a little bit crazy, however little manic, however little prolific, but it comes, you end up becoming that placeholder as Yahweh. And there is no one else like Yahweh except God, and that's you. But you are the holder for Yahweh. But that's okay when the rock comes out of the mountain, when you look to the mountain, when you get to the mountain. When you're looking for the stone, when you're looking for the stone that was rolled out the mountain, it kind of helps that. So, goody. Go ahead.
All right. And as I was listening repeatedly to these songs earlier in the week, I listened with that in mind, that this is about me, until I got to that line, there is no God like Jehovah, and I had some confusion. Now, the 12 repetitions of that line, you mentioned that there's importance to that.
There are 12 sections of chromosome 14 that will make up the 144,000. Every clue comes back to the polypeptide bonds that are got to be ripped and rebroken, ripped and rebroken. And there's 12 sets of 12,000. That's the whole genome chain. And so we hide even that in plain sight. We're real clever. We're real witty. We hide it right on your doorstep. Isn't it great?
Yes. And by the listening to the songs, what you just described, the ripping of, I can't repeat it, but to me it's like the muscles ripping and renewing and whatever. is that happening to ourselves by the tonality of what we're listening to? It's
high is now changing. So now things that didn't have much significance have more significance and meaning now. So now when you play music, your beast before never gave it any mind. Now all of a sudden you're very excited by it or very tranquil starting it. They bubble more. It's more effective. You don't have to say it as loud to get the same blast. Your subwoofers are overly engaged lately.
Is there a specific order that we're listening to these in? Does that matter?
You're setting the order. Pick the next one.
The next one is Heaven's Joy Awaits. And when I printed it out, I got two versions. I'll read the shorter one.
Oh, be careful. Two versions. Sounds like one is genuine and one is counterfeit. Now you got to compare the two.
All right. The shorter one is this. When we leave this lowland, we will cross the Jordan. I'm not sure what this means. Pause, as if it's talking about a father. Pause this chilling torrent. Heaven's joy awaits. Heaven is just beyond the blue horizon, just above the starry sky, starry blue sky far above this land of sorrow, way above each tear and sigh, every sigh just a few more miles before us, just a little while to wait, patiently wait. Soon we'll sing redemption's chorus. Heaven's joy awaits. Heaven awaits. Heaven's breeze is blowing gently to recalling. I will soon be going through the pearly gates. Heaven is just beyond the blue horizon, just above the starry sky, starry blue sky, far above this land of sorrow, way above each tear and sigh, every sigh just a few more miles before us, just a little while to wait, patiently wait, soon we'll sing redemption's chorus. Heaven's joy awaits. Heaven awaits. Is that the correct version, Ian?
Look at
the second
one. See what's different.
Okay. Beyond the horizon is heaven. Just over the starry sky, sky above us, I'm leaving this land of sorrow. I'll go away. And the words that I'm repeating are actually written lap that way. Sigh for God's own. I'm ready for me to be going, and there is just a little while to wait. Wait for Jesus. We'll sing the redemption, that chorus. I'm going up there where heaven's joy awaits. Just beyond the horizon, horizon. Just above the sky, the starry sky. Far above this land of sorrow, away. Just a few more miles before us, just a little time to wait. Soon we'll sing redemption's chorus, heaven's joy awaits. Just beyond the blue horizon, just above the starry sky, starry blue sky, far above this land of sorrow, away above each tear and sigh, every sigh, just a few more miles before us, just a little while to wait, patiently wait. Soon we'll sing redemption's chorus. Heaven's joy awaits. Past the blue horizon is heaven. Past the starry sky. Far above this sorrow, I'll go away. Few more miles before us. And there is just a while to wait. Soon redemption's chorus. I'm going up there where heaven's joy awaits.
Perfect. See, they're a little different, but they're both of them. One is before, one is after. One is before is one after, because the starry blue sky is where what makes your atmosphere blue is hydrogen. The way the light passes through it, and as that shifts and changes, miles refers to time, but we don't do time, but we'll do distance. see feet per second is still time, no matter how you call it, and there is no time. So for you to have a noting way to gauge that the shifting atmosphere, the mystery landscape is not mysterious any longer. First version lays it out for you. The second one says, okay, consider this if this were that. If this were that, consider this. If this were that, consider this. So in that case, one is present tense and one is past true perfect tense. Very excellent. Okay, do the next one.
Swing down chariot. Well, 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 well. I looked over yonder, and what I see seems like a chariot coming after me. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. Why don't you swing down, chariot? Stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot. Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing, swing, swing. Well, Ezekiel was out in the middle of the field. He said he saw an angel with a chariot wheel. He wasn't too particular about the chariot wheel. He just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Why don't you swing down, chariot? Stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot. Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me. Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing, 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 swing. Well, chariot, well, Ezekiel went down and he got on board. The chariot went bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping of the road. He just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, chariot? Stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot. Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me. Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Well, I've got a father in the promised land, and I ain't stopping till I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me. Lord, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. Swing down, sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot. Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me. Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Most
there
perfect.
Were more repetitions.
That's right, it repeats. But that's the reference of the meta part of Ezekiel's application to the forehead. And that brings you all the way back full circle to ascending to that flighty place where you can shift in dimensional worlds. It brings the dimension to the world. Okay, the next one.
I then shall live. I then shall live as one who's...
Oh, wait. Let's save you a minute there. So all the way through of sharing the bread, freely sharing the bread, and that's how you apply your Godship to the little man. But the freely sharing of the bread is the whole kicker of that whole one. Now do the next one.
Okay. I then shall live as one who's been forgiven. I'll walk with joy to know my debts are paid. I know my name is clear before my Father. I am his child, and I am not afraid. So greatly pardoned, I'll forgive my brother. The law of love I gladly will obey. I then shall live as one who's learned compassion. I've been so loved that I'll risk loving too. I know how fear builds walls instead of bridges. I'll dare to see another's point of view. And when relationship demand commitment, then I'll be there to care and follow through. Your kingdom come around and through and in me. Your power and glory, let them shine through me. Your hallowed name, oh, may I bear with honor. And may your, it says you, may you living kingdom come in me. The bread of life, oh, may I share with honor. And may you feed a hungry world through me. Amen, amen, amen.
Most excellent. Do you see how it's starting to key together? how they start to link together from the whole picture of the landscape. You're putting this together beautifully. One more.
Everybody, Yo Gotti. Everybody. This shit here for everybody. Everybody. Hey, I'm right back at them. I said this here for everybody. Everybody. And all hustle, everybody. Everybody. Hey, everybody want to be a dope boy. Everybody want to be a choke boy. Everybody got a chopper. Everybody getting money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody is real, but they not boy. Air bitch says that she's a bad bitch. Everybody on Instagram looking like a mad, but they're not. Everybody say they started from the bottom and then they hit the top. Go. Everybody say they got a hater. Everybody got paper. I guess ain't nobody broke. But who is me to be talking about the next nigga out here flexing when I did it before? And who is you to talk about this whip ain't mine when you see a nigga hit it with the top down? Oh, you sound like a hater on the front line. I'ma hit the block for you one more time. Everybody got something to say. Everybody wanna hate if you ask me. Air bitch gay. In the club dancing on her friend, trying to pretend. We ain't know you go both ways. Air nigger think that shit cool. Don't you be fooled. You should bring your friend home with ya. Tell ya eat her pussy, then you can't be mad, cause you shouldn't have given me the wrong picture. Everybody wanna be a dope boy. Everybody wanna be a coke boy. Everybody got a chopper. Everybody getting money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody is real, but they not, boy. Air bitch say that she's a bad bitch. Everybody on Instagram looking like they mad rich, but they not. Everybody say they started from the bottom and then they hit the top. Everybody sucking. Everybody a bitch. Everybody with the shit. That's life. And every nigga try to fuck the next nigga bitch, not knowing his bitch is the next nigga bitch. Hoes go rolling. It's a check on my wrist. Ooh, I'm about to blow a check in this bitch. Truth be told, I don't even drink, but I'm trying to turn up for a bitch. I know a lot of nobodies want to be somebody. Plug on the way, that's a new Bugatti. 25 bands, just fucked up 5. CMGE, nigga, that's everybody. Nobody want to be lame. Know a lot of nobodies, but won't say nobody name. Nobody snatching my chain. True street, nigga. I ain't in nobody's lane. Everybody want to be a dope boy. Everybody want to be a coke boy. Everybody got a chopper. Everybody getting money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody is real, but they not, boy. Air bitch say that she's a bad bitch. Everybody on Instagram looking like they mad rich, but they're not. Everybody say they started from the bottom and then they hit the top. Said this shit here for everybody, everybody. I said there's is shit here for everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody going to the mall, buying new designer. Niggas got $100 liner. Got a Hermes H belt on some BG jeans. Child support looking high. Don't know where to find them. Couple of niggas balling in the club. Popping bottles, buying booths. But if a nigga want to know the truth, still owe the plug and he rented that coupe. And his watch ain't real and his chain ain't too. Shorty got a million some followers and a million some problems. But she's a different person on the gram. Meet her in person. You like Shorty. Wear all your purses. What about your hair and car? Shorty, you ain't got none. Everybody need to be their self. Everybody famous, ain't regular people left. Everybody smoking on Kush. If you smoking regular, you know you gotta smoke by yourself. Everybody wanna be a dope boy. Everybody wanna be a coke boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just checking if I was muted.
Yeah, what's your name?
Darius.
We've talked to you before, right?
Yes, I called in last week.
Yeah, you missed Ion last week.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I in vibrational proximity of myself?
Almost. You're a beat and a half off.
Can you suggest any ways to fix this?
Well, it's just becoming a theme. It's the time warp business. Do the time warp again. Because
okay.
You're still laying paths, but those tracks aren't matching. Your footprints aren't matching where you've already stepped, so that's why you feel a little off. You arrive, but not quite on time. You're there, but you're not quite there. You're almost in, but you're not. You'll eat a wonderful big meal and get up and be hungry. Notice that?
Yes.
Not everyone else feels it that way. That's why no one can tell you, do this, do this, do this, because it doesn't work for you, because they're not feeling what you're feeling. So they don't know it the way you know it. Synesthesia has taken over.
I see.
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Will you tell me the reason behind the sense of familiarity I get whenever I watch a new anime or read a new manga?
Beat and a half. Beat and a half. You recognize it, but the plot keeps changing. It's interesting because it's not the same. Not as you know it to come out, but yet it comes out. But a little bit off. Always on, slightly off. Always, it's like a, always on, but slightly off.
Could you suggest anything?
Yes, you did participate in the quiz, did you not?
Kind of.
Well, that's the kind of the beating of half, you see. Everybody's that way. They lay it out that everybody's that way. Everybody, everybody, everybody. But everybody, some are ascending, and that's the way you will become. Which was done brilliantly, by the way, darling.
My back has been troubling me lately. Could you help me with that?
Fuck more.
Okay.
Drink more fluid and engage more. It'll limber you back up. You had the blue balls, is what they call it.
I feel like I had something else to ask, but I can't quite remember.
See, beat in half off, and then you'll go away, and you go, oh, I had the chance of an afternoon, an opportunity of a lifetime, and you go, damn! I wanted to ask about, and it's just hanging right there. And then all of a sudden, you're like, why? That's what the whole thing was about. That's why I kicked in. Why I fell. This is crazy. This is crazy. Why did Ion do this to me? Ion isn't doing it to you, darling. It's just you catching up to you. But it's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better. Engage your completement formula. It'll help soften those rhythms. Engage them, and that'll help soften it. You'll find yourself. And then one day you'll wake up and you go, oh, yeah, I'm waking up like with everybody else. Okay. Seeing the echo. And the echo's from the burning bush.
I think that's it.
We are sure that's it.
Ion, this is Trina.
Yes?
Hey, last night when you were talking about the unlawful assembly, and that would be in the end... Will we have the unlawful assembly and then kind of go into a Marxist society for a period of time?
Well, some will.
I remember
you won't have to. Some will. You won't
I won't have to. I feel extremely great and that my beingness is expanding and all the things that you've taught us. But what is blocking me from me now to even come into my power more?
It's as simple as processing the process. See, we teach you things, and you go, oh, okay, Ion said that. Okay, you just take it straight. No problem. Ion said drink the sewage. Okay, I'm going to get some good sewage, and then I'm just going to drink the sewage. And you just do it. Just no questions asked. That's beautiful and wonderful and literal. We like that. That's why you've done as well as you have. That's your blessing. That's also your curse, because now you'll question whether or not that's the right sewage or the best sewage or the literal sewage that I was talking about. And this amount of that completement of my ascension and my meat sack body of how I respond to the meat sack of the mystery landscape and the environment that is and how I come into a place that this thing is changing as my hydrogen level changing the world and the world is changing as it fast as it synced up. Do I get it? The platitude is God is love. We don't have any problem with that. Service Institute instead of God Love Me. And there's the rub. So the rub comes of you double-checking constantly with you and how you're applying your ascension to your ascendedness. Your ascension
okay.
to your ascendedness. The labyrinth of the mind always wants to put you in check. You're very good at that. That's what keeps you, quote, humble. We wish to deliver you from your humility.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
See, the part that you love about yourself is that you're so easy and soft with everybody, blah, 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 blah. But that also puts you in the check of question of, who am I? Who am I?
Okay,
Rusty,
I understand what you're saying.
Rusty Goodman and Tanya Goodman Sykes, who am I? It's everywhere. You can listen to it.
Okay.
Your question, who am I? Good.
I'm living just under the 33rd parallel. Is that significant?
Always.
Always?
As significant
okay.
as the Jordan River is.
Okay. And with Sherry's question, when you're talking to her about the time warping, do you say that to her because she did portal to where she is now, and so she needs to time warp?
Time warp. She's
in a time warp.
Yeah, we're trying to get her out of it. And the way to do that is the time warp again.
I see. Yeah.
It's so much so that Rocky Horror taught you how to do it. Isn't that cool? Too cool for school.
It's way cool. I just saw that for the first time a month ago. And it was a very sexual version, so
good. That's even better.
The best one of them all. It was awesome.
Apparently, yes, indeed. It's very fun. Did they have the squirt guns at midnight?
Oh, yeah. They give you a
Yum.
Goodie bag when you go in so you can participate.
Yum.
Yeah.
We do too, darling.
You do too?
Yes, we always provide a goodie bag.
I love your goodie bags.
Many do. Some faint away, but many do.
Okay.
Go back to the last song in the quiz.
Do you want the very next song after that was The Little Boozy?
Yes.
Okay. Little Boozy Lifestyle. Boozy Badass. Real Lifestyle Nigga. Uncut and explicit. Straight up. Lord knows these bitch niggas couldn't live my cold lifestyle. If you really knew Boozy Boo, then you would run right now, pussy ass niggas. Sick of all these niggas saying that they gangsters. Sick of all these niggas saying that they gangsters. We don't rap beef like y'all rap beef. Believe me, we spank you. When you know about riding strapped in a drop top, finger on the trigger in the rear view, Glock hot, nigga trying to snatch a girl from the hair spot, cold, fighting extortion from the narcotics, hitters on the back seat and them fangs cocked cold, burning niggas' homes till they run out, at the graveyard watching my homeboys. Mama cried tears so you know that it's on, boy. Picture perfect ain't the word for this lifestyle. Lone sharkin' niggas that don't deserve to live this lifestyle. Penitentiary chances on the daily, shootouts every week, shit deep. God save me. Going to war for the same niggas that betrayed me. Attitude real rude. Fuck you, pay me. In Louisiana where the streets ain't gravy. Yeah, I'll lay down anybody just to live like baby. Sickest click ever did it. We don't talk shit. How I live, a gun a part of my outfit. Take a pic, replace the six with the soda. It's a front, so if the nigga complain, game over. Y'all live a rap lifestyle, mine colder. One of the few you could believe what they told you. All day stalking, we click, clacking. Studying niggas moves, it's cool. Send a bitch at 'em. F.N. rip a nigga till holla. Crime scene lost because they thinking it's a chopper. Real homework, and I ain't talking about a scholar. Jump out sick, when I'm worth $1 million, living like this, then you got a million problems, in and out of courts, beefing with your baby's mamas. You want beef? Then that beef shit, we got it. Whole click murder ones, but we walk because we solid. Making niggers pay draft. This is real talk. Wink my eye, have you gone? A real boss. Thugging hard in Angola. On that real walk, every nigga I done beefed with had a big heart. Evil, the same place I see ya, I leave ya. Going in niggas' pockets on GP. Hit the club after I bleed you to tease you. Everybody strapped to the max, even Nita. Shit, talking niggas, chains off they neck. Want it back? Then I gotta get a check. On Plank Road, and they rip out the vet. Glock on the dresser every time I had sex. Swerving down niggas' block, vest up. Auntie telling me to change because I'm living messed up, straight up. Fuck rain, this is Thunder Mane. Director stole my script for the Hunger Games. Boozy. That little Boozy song, Ion, reminded me of the show The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's the gangster. Gangster is ascended. People are playing ascended and they're not. They want to be, but they're not. That's okay, they're trying to be, but they're not. They all want this and they all say they're that, but they're not, and they're this and they're that. And it's over. And they just capture it perfectly, however droll and ridiculous the words are. It gives a snag effect of, come on, let's get real. Get right or get out. If it's not fantastic that you say it is, you ought to be better off than you are. Let's go. Vamanos.
When he says that it brought a tear to Mama's eye, now you know it's real, like, is he making a mafia reference?
Bob's the only mafia.
But I'm saying, so there is differences to be aligned with, though.
Well, of course, because you're furred or a guinea. That's at the end of the day. Bob will tell you that. You don't even have to be right or wrong, but are you furred or a guinea? The battle's not over right and wrong. Everybody knows right and wrong. The battle's at the beginning of what you call time. It's been who's in charge.
What about the relationship between freedom and security?
Synesthesia. Talk to Bob.
Really? You just fool yourself. That's the advice?
It's not advice. It's just the way it is. We don't like the advice. From a little man's perspective, you're fucked.
Okay. I like that better.
But we're trying to get you past that. That's the whole point. There is something past that. If you get stuck there, you're stuck. Like Chuck.
Okay.
Stuck like Chuck. But if you can get past that, if you can ascend, then you win.
Is it, there's nothing fuller than two halves put back together kind of thing? If I can get past the two separate?
Neck, neck, patty, whack. Give a dog a bone.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bury it.
Well, at least it seems so far.
Mm-hmm.
What would you ask if you could just ask one more question?
I would ask about my daughter and her sticking around this world or leaving, Ion. She has diabetes, yeah. And I feel as though she may use it to take herself out.
Well, everybody's looking for a reason, but it's not about that. She goes up and down over and under. It's a feeling place. The sweetness is left. So it's up to her. She can be happy. She should seek the happy parts, because if she can't make herself happy, why would she depend on someone else to? As long as someone else is supposed to bring you happiness, it will always be short. It will always fail. And so, therefore, checking out becomes the path of least resistance.
I'm teaching her your teachings and of course, wanting her to choose to ascend.
Well, tell her she ascends, she can eat cake. That'll solve it.
Don't limit Dion's teachings. That's too monomaniac. Her quadruped teacher will rebel against that. So bring in some Bob knowledge to counter that. And make her interested in you. Do something nutty.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, go shoot yourself up with insulin or something. That'll fix her.
That's what I think she's going to do.
Negotiate
what? Go shoot herself up with insulin. He said to go shoot herself up with more insulin.
Yeah, start doing heroin right in front of her.
Oh, good. I couldn't handle that. No. Okay. I know it's up to her, and I'm just letting her know
no,
that she can choose those things.
No, it's up to you. It's up to you,
it's
too.
It's up to me. I know what I'm doing, and it's up to her to do her life.
Nah. She's too young.
No?
She's not going to do it. You got to do it. You got to make her make
okay.
yourself interesting, so she can just stay around to watch what happens to you.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Roxy asked a question since Roxy has some issues here. Where are you? Did you get knocked off, Roxy? Oh no, you're with
me. I'm here.
Okay, all right. I didn't see you. Okay, ask Ian something.
I read there is a man that can see the Wi-Fi. Are we all going to be decoding the Wi-Fi now that you're in the cloud?
It's not code. Everyone can. You can smell it, too.
And we're going to get all types of downloads from you? Like.
Well, you hope you don't get it from us. You don't want it from us. You want it from you. Because if you get it from us, we can turn it off.
Aren't we the same as non-physical?
Well, we say yes, but yet we know things you don't know. So, interesting. We are one, and yet we know more than you know. That's not possible. If we are one, then we should know what we know. We should be asking the questions. Oh, wait, that's what we're actually doing. We're trying to figure out how you're surviving as little people. The Lilliputians are about to strike back.
That's the littler people? You say the Lilliputians, the little people. What are Lilliputians, littler people?
Yes.
Are they human?
The world's tallest midgets.
Are they human?
We don't know human. You're either God or you're not God.
So what are they going to strike back at?
The information superhighway. The bias is that.
What bias?
The bias that we know things they don't.
So the Lilliputians are mad at the bias of the Android meme.
The Android meme's not serving them, so they're striking against it.
Yeah. And so when you use the word bias, you're saying the Android meme has a bias that the little people don't like.
They can't
okay.
get it. So the Android meme says, well, if you can't get it, then you can't.
Then the little people bite back.
Just like Ferguson, Missouri.
Okay, now what did you get your questions answered, Roxy?
Well, I want to know more about how Ion is transforming.
Yeah, how are you transforming Ion?
We're not transforming. We are morphing back to you.
Not you're becoming us.
The morphing. Well, you won't, so we should. Speak ass, mouth won't.
What was that last sentence?
Speak ass, mouth won't.
Big ass, mouth won't.
Speak in the scriptures, the prophet wouldn't speak. So God spoke to the jackass and said, speak ass, mouth won't. So you become the mouthpiece for the ass, you see. So
okay.
If you don't speak, then we do.
Is there anything we can do? Like you're always saying that we're not taking the cloud, so you're taking it by default.
You want to know what can we do to take back our cloud?
Yes, or to be gods, because we should not consider ourselves humans anymore. He just say that.
I know.
We should think of us as gods.
But Ian does not give you any techniques. He is very amiss in giving anybody any techniques on how to become a god.
Well, we did. We laid it out to death, and everybody shrugged their noses.
We all missed
they
that. Could you just quickly review that? Could you review a couple of the ways, the things you claim you said?
Rather rinse, repeat.
See what I mean, Roxy? Rather rinse, repeat.
When you try that, it's kind of like Dr. Ding gets on a consult, and you've had 99,278 consults, and every time she says exactly the same thing, you don't do the first goddamn thing she says for you to do, and then you come back one more time and says, now, Dr. Ding, I'm really not feeling up to snuff. Is there one more thing or something you could review? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, why don't we lather, rinse, repeat? Well, I don't know if I can do that. Okay, let me know if there's anything else I can help you with.
Yeah, but what's lather, rinse, repeat? What does that mean?
Well, remember
that's all you say.
Remember the chance bottle?
Well, you're on your own, Roxy. He ain't going to tell you how to do anything. Lather, rinse, repeat doesn't tell you anything. Get mad at him, Roxy. Pin him down.
We do like it rough.
No.
We like
yeah,
it.
He likes it rough. Come on, go after it. Get some of that Mexican moxie in there. Just start punching shit out of them.
So
like you did those,
to
just like
you.
Come on, no, okay, nice. Stop laughing, but go at them with the questions. Demand answers and techniques.
Can't you?
No, but as God.
Yes, yes.
I think we're interacting then different with our non-physical.
Don't make it hard and don't explain it. Just get real simple. You're better off now than you were when you started, okay? Yes or no? Are you better off now than you were when you started down this journey? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes what?
Very
you better
much.
Or you're not?
I'm
okay.
Much,
do you
much,
know the
much,
things
much
that you
better and happier?
Perfect. Do you know the things you did that made it better?
Well,
hold on. That's a yes
I know
or
that
no.
We,
do you know
we,
the things that
yes.
you did that made it better?
Yes.
Okay. Then do those things more. Because it cost almost too long to say that you knew what you did to make this better. But we told you and told you and told you, and you did what you said, and it's better. Now you're saying we don't know what better is. Well, it is better, but I'm not sure what I think is better. I'm not positive what I think is better. Maybe I'm a God. Yeah, I'm a God. Okay, I'm God. Let's do God things. What's God do? Hey, Ion, what's God do? Well, God does godly things. It directs, it contrives, it sets up everything in its notion. So it makes the sun rise, it sets it, makes the moon turn. It makes your world vacillate around you. You are the center of your realm and your universe. You drive, you say, you make everything up or down and go over and under and everything up. The rabbit can do to a goddamn stump. And then you're asking us how to do that? Well, we say, please yourself. And then you say, well, what is pleasure? We go, that's interesting. We'll hide it in the cloud. We'll show you the fine line between pleasure and pain. The platitudes start bumping into the vicissitudes. The paradigms are always shifting and changing. This landscape that's not mysterious to us becomes just the biggest monochromatic mess you guys have ever seen in your ever, ever living life. Down to the point you've got to have, Marshall McLuhan just to sort out the dark spots. How very sad for you. Then you come back into a place where you now can then start saying, yes, I'm better than I was. Okay, do that. When it's worse, do less of that. That's the lather, rinse, repeat.
Yes,
adjust your biases to your position allows you to find your way. Because if we make the way, it's ours and it's our godship. We'll make you a god by default. We can do that, but you won't like it.
You make us aware of many other things. Like, we have much more possibilities of doing and interacting and traveling to the world.
Yeah, but all we did was let you know that that was possible.
It's like we are not limited to these physical experiences.
And you never have been. You haven't been stuck in those. You've not been stuck in those. You just saw it as a bias that you were stuck into. But you were never limited by that. You can't even limit yourself. It's pretty cool.
I want to do more of those other things.
And that's what you're doing here is redefining what your abilities and capacities include. You want to include all biases. That means you question everything. You do nothing. You vape. You vape. That's another new word. To vape. You can vape the ethers. Vape the ethers. It's a new word.
I think for a long time, my mind needed to understand things like from Dr. Caroline, what the drugs do with your body, and this is not necessary anymore. Like, I just know it is.
I simply set you on the right path when you were looking for the stone.
Item Lee is a music we played a couple of weeks ago.
Most of the things you tell me, it's like I don't get them. When you tell me, something happens, and then I say, oh, that's what he meant. Now I have no idea.
That's what happens with my damn Bob Rule. You have to filter everything back through Bob.
Thank you, non-physical.
No, you're in. You know you're really well. Mucho gusto.
Ion, you say morphing back to us. What did you mean by that?
Well, we're going to merge with just a marriage of non-physical and physicals.
Marriage, supper of the Lamb.
We created ion, non-physical Eliza, so it is being
because
sucked back into our
seed. Place of power, because you would not come into your place of power. And power is not destroyed or moved or contained. It always arises.
Ion, as you move towards us, is it in ratio to how much we don't take our power that you come closer to us?
Or bigger, not closer, bigger.
As you become bigger towards us,
the more you push
not...
your pain, the more power we have.
Yeah, but you said you're moving towards us. Are you getting bigger as you move towards us?
Maybe it appears bigger, but it's not any larger than it is.
Yeah, you could not stop us.
Well, we wouldn't want to. Our point is we're trying to get you to go instead of stop you. We don't want to stop you. We want you
to
go.
Yeah, well, in that desiring to help us or get us back, you said you're moving closer to us. Is that part of us going back to our source power? Your statement, you are moving towards us.
We say hopefully so, but as sure as we say that, then that sets a marching line of, oh, I've arrived at Ion, oh, Ion's coming, oh, I'll be the third man at the table, oh, T for two and T at Tiffany's and all this other crap, but you'll make a thing about it. We don't want to pin it down to that because there's two roads. There's the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road, and some are still deciding the path, so we can't say this is how it is and we're going to come get you in your bed, however we may. But we aren't going to say we're coming to get you in your bed, and you're going to feel how big we really are when we come get you in the bed. But that's not the point. That's not the issue, although most of you would enjoy that very much, and we can make sure that you do, but that's not the point. The point then comes into a place of easing into your place of power. Occam's razor may apply.